Blood in the Machine by Andy Smiley. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Sean Barrett, Martin Ellis, Chris Fairbank, David Timpson, and Jane Weinmark. Directed by Samuel Gunn. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Lightning. Captain Iago emptied the last of the contents of his stomach onto his boots and replaced his rebreather. The bloodied remains of his command squad covered his fatigues, mixing with the slick mud to stain the tan of his greatcoat a ruddy brown. It was only by the grace of the Emperor that he had not died along with them.
Emperor, forge my sword with steel.
Iago whispered the prayer and straightened, leaning against the trench wall for support. All along the line, members of the 89th Regiment of the Armageddon Steel Legion were picking themselves up and mouthing their own prayers. The Orc artillery attack had been brutally effective. Spheres of crackling energy had glided into the trenches, exploding in fulgurant flashes that had turned men inside out. Iago ached to his war-weary bones. Every instinct told him to lie down, to curl up in the dirt and let the inevitable happen. Perhaps if he had been on another world, fighting in another war, he would have. But Armageddon was his home. If he did not fight for it, then who would?
Captain! Captain! You have to see this!
Iago turned to find a badly scarred trooper proffering a monocular.
What is it, trooper?
I don't know, sir. I think... Yonis thinks they're angels.
Iago took the monocular from the shaking trooper and carefully climbed onto the lip of the trench.
How far out?
300 meters, sir.
Iago adjusted the monocular's lens.
Where? I don't...
Iago cursed as a squad of crimson and ash warriors resolved into view. They stood as tall as the monstrous orcs and were clad in brutal warplate sealed by fist-sized rivets.
Space Marines.
The words fell unbidden from Iago's lips.
Thank the throne. Space Marines.
Iago refocused the monocular, zooming in on the nearest squad of Space Marines. Though he did not recognize the red livery of their warplate, nor the toothed saw blade on their pauldrons, Iago had no doubt they were there to deliver him. Emboldened by their appearance, he snapped orders to his warriors.
Dorcas, get that heavy bolt in operational! Chiano, I want a firing solution for the mortar team in 2 minutes! Osric, get your men ready to move up when the bombardment starts. We're retaking the forward line. Prepare!
Sir, incoming enemy aircraft!
Iago turned his view skywards. A cloud of thick black smoke was speeding towards them.
Orc bombers! Cover! Find cover!
Iago threw himself flat, muttering a prayer for protection as the snarling prows of the orc aircraft tore into view. Iago pushed his face to the ground, holding his arms over his head as weapons fire erupted in the sky above. Two explosions rumbled in the air in quick succession. Iago looked up to see a hunched raptor shape above him, its flanks blood red. Multiple weapons on its wings and prow flashed with lethal discharge, blasting apart the orc machines. Iago got to his feet with newfound vigor.
The Emperor has sent more of his angels to aid us. Let us not be found wanting in their sight. Forward! Push forward! For the glory of terror! Forward!
Iago had no idea what chapter this second wave of Space Marines were from either. He didn't care. For the first time since the morning rotation began, Iago began to believe that he might live through the day.